Charles Banky, horticulturalist, joins us this morning in a new song for you, Chuck.
In the garden there's a friend of mine. He's pretty useless, but he looks quite fine. He grows about an inch every 13 days. He doesn't know what makes him grow. Let me introduce you to my pet. It's just been raining and he's pretty wet. His name is Albert, he's a sunflower. He hates the rain, he hates his name. He doesn't seem to care for anyone.
I can't tell whether this is like a love song or a tragedy or song or something
this
like that.
This is proof you can make a song out of anything.
Sure.
He's Albert.
Albert, my pet sunflower. People think their plants become sort of their pets in a sense. They care for them. They nurture them. They protect them, right? Isn't that what happens, Charles?
Sure. That happens out there in the gardening world.
Well, yeah.
All that protection and caring and right. Selection. And
hey, you kids, get off of my lawn.
I've used that phrase about 3 times already this spring.
Oh, really? Well,
yes.
Because it's too wet. You don't want to put the big...
No, they're playing football in my front yard, and a football kind of came at my window.
Oh, I see.
I instructed them that they might want to cough up my deductible of about $500. They would be working all summer.
You're that kind of neighbor.
Now, you're not that crotchety old guy, are you?
Wait, I'm a crankshaft. You know, you read crankshaft, and that's me. Even with my, you know... hat. I have my duck hat, Jones hat.
Charles Banky, a horticulturalist, joins us. We always get some good advice, Craig.
Well, you know, you just mentioned grass and playing on the grass, that kind of thing. Sometimes you see people out there maybe attached to their mowers with those big, heavy rollers to kind of smooth things. Is that a good idea? When would you do that?
Probably really not ever. It really compresses the soil, and it's not a good thing to be necessarily doing for your lawn. People used to do that, but it's really not recommended to be rolling the lawn, nor rolling on the lawn.
Oh, rolling on the lawn, that's the greatest thing you can do in the
summertime.
Well,
you can do that after
times.
You've had, you know, a few.
Well, I guess so. Or if you're on fire, I guess
or
that
if
would
you're
be
on fire, one or the other.
Well, there's also the people, what is it, the roller that has like the plugs that pulls out?
Right,
like
there's the core aerator, and that is a great thing to be doing for your lawn. Although I would, you know, people want to do that at this time of the year, and fine. Be sure you put down a crabgrass preventer afterwards because there's going to be crabgrass that will pop up around those little holes. The really best time to core aerate is in the month of October, November. When we have cold weather to break down those cores very quickly, and you will not get any weed seeds germinating in October, November.
What about the dethatching thing I've seen?
Yes,
that kind of shakes and runs.
Yeah, it kind of pulls up old grass. And again, depending on how thick the thatch is in your lawn, and all you have to do is stick like a spade into the soil and pull back, and you can kind of see the level. If it's greater than about 3/4 inch, then it is time to do
dethatching. Roots, old roots.
Yeah, it's dead roots and kind of roots and rhizomes of the grass plant, and that would be a good time to do that.
Yeah. I should hire the voles or moles to go underneath and aerate my yard. You ever see those?
Yes, right. They're busy little guys.
Is it time to mow yet? Is it too early?
A little bit. I haven't seen anybody, and I've looked at my lawn. It's up about an inch already, if you've noticed how things have greened up. By about the 15th to 17th of the month, I'm sure you'll be able to mow if we don't get a snowstorm that comes through here. You'll also be able to pick up those stiff worms that are out there in the lawn.
I noticed
you've been talking, you know, downgrading these little worms.
Okay, you mentioned the secret word here for this morning.
For the worms?
There's a worm in the ground, yes it is. That's right. It is 6 feet down.
Don't worry, you'll be leaving with a preloaded music thing. We'll give you all the songs that we play today on our crazy adventures with Charles Banky. What are we supposed to be doing at this time of the year to get prepared for the sudden change in temperature.
Well, one, hopefully your lawnmower is sharp.
Okay.
That's important. Nothing worse than cutting a lawn with a dull mower because that looks horrible afterwards. But we can be thinking about putting down our crabgrass preventer at this time of the year. Normally they last about 90 to 120 days. So you have this window right now where perhaps now or at least before the end of the month, apply the crabgrass preventing materials to your lawn if you've had a really bad problem. If you do want to do it non-chemically, mow high. And that means mowing at 2 to 2.5 inches all through the summer so we keep the crabgrass seedlings shaded out as well as possible. Other things we can do is the dethatching that you mentioned, and then a good rake up of the thatch that might be there. And that can be actually worked into your composting pile if you want to do some recycling, if you want to do that.
Cleaning up our gardens from any of the sticks and twigs and maybe perennials that have...
Right. Things can be... In the perennial garden, yeah, that can be cut down to the grass. You can do a little light fertilization, say like a 10-6-4 type fertilizer can be applied around in your perennial garden, and that will work out very nicely to get them growing. If you have any evergreens, now is the time to do pruning of any evergreen plants that you have to bring them back at least a little bit so they stay in shape.
How about vegetable gardens? Where do we stand with that? Should we still be indoors?
Yeah, generally we're going to be starting stuff. If outdoors, you could be putting in things such as asparagus roots, the rhubarb roots. If you have any onions, onion sets, those can go in at this time. I even planted my carrots and beets last week to get them started. And if you have any potatoes, certainly the early planting of potatoes can go in already. So there's things to be doing out in the garden. And again, you can work in, if you have a compost pile out there, you can work in that composted material because it's rotted over the winter. If you did that compost pile we talked about back in October, November, it can be worked into your garden at this time of the year.
People who have fruit trees should be paying them attention.
Yes, we're at a very critical time right now that if you have fruit trees and want to do the dormant oil spray or the horticultural sprays, horticultural spray oils at this time of the year, this is the critical time because they're above 40 degrees and not dropping below 32 degrees at night. That gets insects going. And if you've been looking, there are some insects out there flying around already, and this will essentially smother them is how it works. And it's one of the things we can do. But as the plants begin to grow and send out their first leaves, say such on the apple tree, the pear tree, be sure to follow up with a fungicide to keep the leaves protected.
I think the last time you were here, you mentioned some crops might have been impacted by the very severe weather we had. What can we expect?
Yeah, well, you can expect no peaches, basically. Grapes may be on the questionable side this time of the year. It didn't quite get cold enough on the apple crop, although they're going to be critical come next month, as things come into bloom. And if we get a 28, 29 degree night and they're in full bloom, that will do the flower blossoms in. So there are some critical time periods that we have in there. But let's wait and see what's going to happen.
Okay, raining, moisture, water sitting there. In fact, I see areas where water is just sitting there now because it hasn't nowhere to go. Are mosquitoes going to start taking advantage of that?
They certainly will, where there's ponding that has occurred. If it drains out within a couple days, that's fine. But if it's sitting there for more than about 10 days, I would say you probably have a good possibility of mosquitoes starting again. And if you've had mosquito problems in your yard, again, look around for any poorly draining eave troughs that are out there, if there's any children's toys, old tires that are out there, anything that might be collecting a little bit of water, no more than an inch, and it doesn't evaporate real fast, and it's sitting there for 10 to 14 days, you have a very good possibility of mosquitoes hatching out of there.
I understand there's some classes people now you're conducting over at the Agricultural
right,
Center.
Right, over on Rusher Road at 42110 Rusher Road out there by the County Engineer Garage on Mondays starting from 10 to noon. And this coming Monday, we will have one on vegetable gardening. The following one, we'll have one on kind of garden pests and things to take care of. And then the last one of the month, the last Monday of the month, will be on lawn care we will be doing from 10 to noon.
Now, when you do these, is it a PowerPoint? Do you have handouts? Should I bring a notebook and a
You
pen?
Should bring a notebook and pen along. I do a PowerPoint, and we'll walk out on the lawn or out in the yard area and look at stuff. We did one on this past Monday on fruit trees, and we went outside. There's some fruit trees that I have planted out there that I do some pruning on.
All right. All I got out of this was no peaches. You said no peaches. And I just thought, what? No peaches.
Don't forget, you'll still find them in the market. They'll ship them up from South Carolina. You know, South Carolina or, you know, one of those places where they come from.
Well, we appreciate your time. Charles Benke, horticulturalist, join us. Join us. And where's that website? There's always that Buckeye.
Oh, bygl.osu.edu. Buckeye. And just started this week. It's the new postings are up there already. It's called BYGL, Buckeye Yard and Garden Line, at osu.edu. And you will find all that's going on across the state gardening-wise.
Sounds good. Charles Benke, our horticulturalist, joining us this morning here at WEOL.